My name is Andre Christensen. I work at the Danish Permanent Representation. I came to Brussels 3 months ago. Brussels is not, at first glance, is not necessarily the most glamorous or the most sort of charming city. But I think once you spend some time here, you realize that there are a lot of great people here, a really great international environment, a lot of expats, essentially, and a lot of people that come from different places. Gives you quite an interesting culture and mix of people. And it's once you get to know it, you figure out there's a lot of, you know, interesting neighborhoods, a lot of new places to go out, to eat, to, you know, explore cultural life. And you just kind of need to dig a little deeper, sort of scratch beneath the surface a bit. I think Brussels is an interesting, and Belgium, I guess, is an interesting mix between sort of North and South Europe, essentially. Some things are quite efficient, and some things really aren't. So you need to have a bit more patience than in Denmark, because not everything sort of starts on time, or, you know, in Denmark, we're very sort of adamant about standing in line and respecting each other, and it's not always the case in Brussels. And there are just certain sort of mentality things that are a little different in Brussels. So you have to kind of have to be a little more chill and just kind of take things as they come.
My name is Per Erik Weng, and I'm actually director of the Danish Cultural Institute Brussels. There's a lot of Danes in Brussels, and we estimate that around 5,000 Danes are actually here in Brussels in different positions and working in different contexts. There's a group called DANEX, that is, for instance, all the people in executive positions. They meet in a special forum, and I'm a member of that, and I think there's a very good network here. And we have a Danish church in Brussels. There's a Scandinavian shop. We have a Europa school. The Europe school is also, there's a Danish link into that. So one can say that the Danish community here, we know each other. Some of us know each other, and we have a kind of collaboration also on projects. And I think it's a very creative hub for the Danish community here in Brussels. I've been 6 years in Berlin. It's very clear that Brussels has become a quite important arts city. And it has been sort of the focus on Berlin for a long time. But now you feel that there's another kind of movement in Europe where actually the artists are looking to Brussels. The Brussels art scene is very much also linked to that. In this area, there are a lot of art interest and art buyers. That means that if you actually have your art displayed here, it's actually a possibility that it gets sold. Another development, I think, on the art scene is that it's getting very expensive to live in Paris, very expensive to live in other major cities in Europe, and on that occasion, and on that level, I think Brussels is still affordable, and therefore there's a quite interesting development there.